We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the latest RotoWire player news. In the NFL, Aaron Rodgers is expected to be activated from the reserve COVID-19 list and thus will be eligible in Sunday's game against the Seahawks. The Packers have until 4 p.m. Eastern to activate Rodgers from the list, but the star quarterback evidently passed protocols to this point and has already returned to Packers practice facility on Saturday. The 2020 MVP appears to be on pace to play Sunday against the Seahawks' poor secondary, which would relegate Jordan Love to the bench. Alvin Kamara has been ruled out for Sunday's game against the Titans. A report earlier this week suggested his knee sprain is considered mild, but Kamara nonetheless stands to miss at least one game after sitting out practice Wednesday through Friday. The Saints are left with Mark Ingram as their probable lead back, with special teamer Dwayne Washington and practice squad members Lamar Miller and Josh Adams available in reserve. Chase Claypool has been ruled out for Sunday's game against the Lions. Claypool suffered a toe injury in Monday's win over the Bears, and while an MRI alleviated initial fears that it could be season-ending, he's still going to sit out against Detroit. With Claypool sidelined, James Washington and Ray McCloud will take on larger roles behind the number one wide receiver, Diontae Johnson. Trevor Siemian will start Sunday's game in Tennessee for the Saints, but head coach Sean Payton did suggest Friday that the Saints will have packages for Taysom Hill as well. Hill took just 3 direct snaps and 17 offensive snaps overall in the Week 9 loss to Atlanta, but that was his first game back in action after spending 3 weeks in concussion protocol. He could have a larger role this weekend, though. Siemian figures to get most of his pass attempts after completing 25 of 41 throws for 249 yards and 2 touchdowns last week. In the NBA, Jimmy Butler is officially listed as questionable ahead of Saturday's matchup with the Jazz. Butler was forced out of Wednesday's game against the Lakers after spraining his ankle and subsequently sat out Thursday's second night of the back-to-back set. He'll presumably be a true game-time decision, so more clarity regarding his status is unlikely to be gained until closer to tip-off. Tyler Hero would again be in line for an extended role should he be unable to go, while Caleb Martin and Gabe Vincent should also see increased roles. Now we take a look at the DraftKings NFL Week 10 Tournament Guide. There are a few things that stand out about Sunday's 11-game slate. Last week, there were few options at running back. This week, there are more than we've had all season, as an upward of 10 players are viable in cash games. Recent slates have also been lacking in terms of games with high totals. This week, we have 3 or more with 50 that look to be good stacks, and 3 in the high 40s that are appealing targets as well. Keep in mind that almost all of the chalk busted last week, and this isn't the first time this happened this season. There are plenty of good options this week at every single position, so look for leverage by fading some of the more popular options in tournaments. Avoid putting cash lineups in GPPs. Correlation and leverage are the top 2 factors when it comes to winning large field tournaments. Here are some players with the best projections relative to their salaries, good players both for cash games and large field tournaments. While we don't want our GPP lineups to look like cash game lineups top to bottom, there's nothing wrong with using a few chalky players. These players, along with a couple of past game stacks, tend to form the core that remained fairly consistent throughout lineups. The first pick is D'Ernest Johnson of the Cleveland Browns against the New England Patriots. Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt are out, meaning Johnson will handle the majority of the work at running back. The matchup isn't great, but the price sure is. He's going to be popular in cash games, so probably makes sense to roster him and move on. Also look at James Conner against the Panthers. Conner has a lot going for him this week. The Cardinals have a favorable matchup at home against the Panthers, and Chase Edmonds is expected to be out, which means Conner should be in line for a heavy workload. He's coming off a massive game last week where he had 21 carries and 5 catches while scoring 3 touchdowns and putting up 40 fantasy points. improbably. He leads the NFL in touchdowns despite splitting time with Edmonds. With Edmonds out of the picture, Connor is now just way too cheap for this spot. For passing game stacks, you should take a look at the Tampa Bay Bucks coming off a bye. Washington has given up the league's most fantasy points to quarterbacks and consequently the league's most fantasy points to wide receivers. Tom Brady has thrown at least 4 touchdowns in 5 of 8 games this season as he makes his case for MVP. AB and Gronk are out and Chris Godwin is questionable. That leaves Mike Evans in a smash spot where he should see few extra targets. Especially near the goal line. If Godwin is active, he'd be a great option too. He has at least 100 yards and a touchdown in back-to-back games. If Godwin is out, Tyler Johnson would be the number 2 wide receiver with Scotty Miller likely operating as a third option. Johnson would look very appealing for a near minimum salary. Even Cameron Brate or OJ Howard are viable with Gronk out. Both have considerable touchdown equity and the Bucks have a favorable spot here. Leonard Fournette has 4 touchdowns in as many games. He makes sense as a running back if you rather stack the Washington passing game. One high-priced hero to look at is Jonathan Taylor against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Taylor continues to be the most consistent running back in the NFL. He scored at least 20 fantasy points in 6 consecutive games and has topped 30 3 times in that span. The Colts are in a great spot at home against the Jags. Taylor won't be overly popular either, considering the plethora of good options at running back this week. In the NBA, we take a look at the Yahoo DFS Basketball Saturday Picks article. One guy to consider is Ricky Rubio. Now that Colin Sexton is out of the picture for the next 6 to 8 weeks, this is the Ricky Rubio show. He's not the only one missing, though, with Kevin Love and Lauri Markkanen sitting games as well. With those 3 off the floor, Rubio leads a team with 30% usage rate while averaging over 1.4 Yahoo points per minute. That's an incredible rate, and it'd equate to 42 Yahoo points if he plays 30 minutes. That's close to the guy we've seen recently, with Ricky scoring 124 combined fantasy points in 3 games without Sexton. Boston is a brilliant matchup too, with the Celtics sitting 19th in total defense this year. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.